News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, Israel has launched a ground offensive against Hezbollah in Lebanon with airstrikes intensifying. And for more on this, I'm joined by Alistair Bunkle, Sky's Middle Eastern correspondent. Good morning to you, Alistair. Can you tell us what we know about these tanks crossing the border, please?
Well, we started hearing about it late last night, but it wasn't confirmed by the Israelis until the middle of the night. They say in quite a low-key statement that they're carrying out limited, localized and targeted operations in southern Lebanon. The Americans, I think, have put them under quite a bit of pressure to limit the scope of what they have planned. But the objective is to push Hezbollah back. It's an objective that the Israelis have had for a year now. And I think, certainly in recent weeks, this moment has felt inevitable. Now that the Israelis have decided that they are going to carry out the operation, the question is, how long does it go on for? And can they keep it limited, or will they be dragged into something bigger?
Okay, so from what we're seeing, a limited ground incursion has happened, and then these precise sort of targeted, or the Israelis would say precise and targeted airstrikes, and then obviously repeated hits on Beirut. It is a definite military operation with some kind of a plan, as it would appear, but we don't know to what end. I mean, there's no stated, well, when we've done this, we will stop. So your read of where we're going, Alistair, in terms of this northern front?
Well, the objective is to push Hezbollah back to the north of the Litani River, which is, depending on where you are on the Israeli border, is 10, 15 kilometres north, which is in accordance with a UN resolution that was agreed at the end of the last war. So that is the objective. Now, Israel says targeted and limited operation. But, you know, that is making an awful lot of assumptions. That is assuming that they can go over the border, they can push Hezbollah back without a major fight ensuing. And, you know, let's just project a month, 2 months from now. What if Hezbollah are still firing missiles into Israel? What if there are hundreds, thousands of Hezbollah fighters in southern Lebanon? Are the IDF going to withdraw? I can't see it happening. And that is why there is so much concern over the language of it being a limited operation. Okay. People just believe it will become something bigger.
Some interesting kind of rhetoric from Netanyahu, saying that nowhere is beyond Israel's reach in the Middle East. Iran is closer to the abyss than people realize, and that they won't stop till Iran is finally free, which may be sooner than people think. What do you think he means by that?
Well, the worry is that he has got Iran next in his sights. Yeah. And I think if Iran decides that its response to what has been going on with Hezbollah is to accelerate its own nuclear program, rather than sort of fight back Israel through sort of more conventional military means, if they decide, right, well, what we need to do actually is hurry up and get a nuclear weapon, then I think Israel will feel encouraged to try and attack Iran. And that would be very worrying. The strikes, incidentally, on the Houthis in Yemen the other day by the Israelis, I think that was a message to the Iranians. You know, we can get our jets down there back and safely. Yeah. We can strike anywhere we want.
And maybe lastly, Alistair, this is all sort of speculative, but should Israel attack Iran, and should Israel actually achieve the toppling of the Iranian regime, which is autocratic and oppressive, particularly against women and all sorts of things, would that change Israel's standing? Israel currently, a lot of approbation for them, obviously, for their behaviour in these wars that are ongoing. If they were to topple the Iranian regime, would that change things for Israel in terms of PR, let's say?
I think Israel already is changing things. I mean, Netanyahu's confident that he's changing the power dynamics in the Middle East by having virtually eliminated the military element of Hamas. Yeah. And now taking on Hezbollah. You know, taking on Iran is just, for so many reasons, is a completely different ballgame. I mean, it's far away. You know, it's not on Israel's borders. They can't send ground troops over the border into Gaza or Lebanon. It is a long way away. Trying to topple the regime is a whole different task altogether. You know, I think the best Israel can hope for from its perspective is it changes the security dynamic on its own borders. And in doing so, it restores its own sense of credibility and deterrence within the region, and it changes the sort of the Iranians' ability to act as something of a malign force within the Middle East. I think that is the best they can hope for. But as I say, if Iran does decide to go full steam ahead and pursue a nuclear weapon, you know, I hate to say it, but I think it's hard to see Israel holding back from that.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Alistair Bunkle, their Sky's Middle Eastern correspondent.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.